ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very significant question, and that question is tied up to the month in which we are currently in. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. In fact, we are in the first 10 days of Muharram. As you know, the month of Muharram is a very significant month of the Islamic calendar. It is a very sad and solemn day for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, as well as for Muslims in general, and also for all of the freedom-loving, justice-loving people of the world. Because as you know, in this month, Imam Hussein, alayhi wasalam, was martyred along with some of his closest companions and some of his family members on the plains of Karbala in their opposition to some of the corrupt and tyrannical policies of the government of their time. And for this, we would like to offer our condolences again to our esteemed listeners. As you know, the Imam Hussein held a high status in the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many hadiths have been related from the Prophet regarding his stature. We don't need to go into that. So this is indeed a very solemn and very sad day. In today's session of The Key, the question we want to address is regarding the rule of wicked people. The rule of wicked people, the rule and the governance of people, evil people. Now, what is the result of it? What happens when we allow such wicked people to rule over us, right? Unfortunately, we have an answer to this question. You know, obviously we know that it's bad, but we don't know, to know the details of it. We can take reference to some prophetic hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he alludes to this, to the answer to this question. The Prophet has been reported as having said, "When your rulers are the best ones from among you, and the richest people from among you are the most generous, and your affairs are settled by counsel between yourselves, then being above the ground," meaning living in this world, being alive, "will be better for you than being under it," meaning it will be better for you to live than die. The Prophet mentioned three very important and significant traits. First of all, the rulers should be the best of people. Best from all points of view. First of all, from a theoretical point of view, they should be knowledgeable. They should be experienced. They should have know-how in the field that they want to work in. And they should be also, the most virtuous. They should be best from a practical point of view. At the same time, the rich people, the wealthy, should be generous. And, the affairs of the government and, the society, they should be settled with, by means of counsel. It shouldn't be that one person is taking, making decisions for everybody else without consulting them. In this situation, life is better than death. The Prophet then adds, "But when your rulers are the wicked ones from among you, and the richest the most miserly, then being under the ground will be better for you than being above it." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the rule of wicked people and its consequences in the light of the prophetic hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.